Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 25th, and today we have a staff birthday. It is Debbie Hicks' birthday. Debbie is our Director of Finance and has been with our church for many years. And so we say to you, Debbie, thank you for all that you have done, and we hope that you have a wonderful birthday. I am reading from the New International Version, and then we'll pick up with the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. We are flying through these letters of Paul in the New Testament. Today we begin the book of Ephesians. Now, in the book of Ephesians, you will see the theme of grace come up again and again. One commentary I read said that it was mentioned 12 times in this letter. And there are several themes that my study Bible points out: the riches of the gospel of grace, the building up of the church, and spiritual warfare and God's power. So let's begin with Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavishes on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Goodness, there is so much here that we could talk about. I just want to point in on the fact that we have an inheritance in heaven, but we also have a seal or a promise towards the inheritance, which is the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And so we pray even now, Father, that you would help us to know and experience your goodness through your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, that you would guide us, you would help us as we read God's word to love it and to have joy as we read it. Let's move forward now to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. And now let's move over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 1 through 19. And the title in my Bible says, A Message for Tyre's King. Then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, give the prince of Tyre this message from the sovereign Lord. In your great pride, you claim, I am a god. I sit on a divine throne in the heart of the sea. But you are only a man and not a god, though you boast that you are like a god. You regard yourself as wiser than Daniel and think no secret is hidden from you. With your wisdom and understanding, you have amassed great wealth, gold and silver for your treasuries. Yes, your wisdom has made you very rich, and your riches have made you very proud. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you think you are as wise as a god, I will bring against you an enemy army, the terror of the nations. They will suddenly draw their swords against your marvelous wisdom and defile your splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die there on your island home in the heart of the sea, pierced with many wounds. Will you then boast, I am a god, to those who kill you? To them you will be no god, but merely a man. You will die like an outcast at the hands of foreigners. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Then this further message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, weep for the king of Tyre. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. You were the perfection of wisdom and beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Your clothing was adorned with every precious stone, red, carnelian, chrysolite, white, moonstone, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, all beautifully crafted for you and set in the finest gold. They were given to you on the day you were created. I ordained and anointed you as the mighty angelic guardian. You had access to the holy mountain of God and walked among the stones of fire. You were blameless in all you did from the day you were created until the day evil was found in you. Your great wealth filled you with violence, and you sinned. So I banished you from the mountain of God. I expelled you, O mighty guardian, from your place among the stones of fire. Your heart was filled with pride because of all your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth and exposed you to the curious gaze of kings. You defiled your sanctuaries with your many sins and your dishonest trade. So I brought fire from within you, and it consumed you. I let it burn you to ashes on the ground in the sight of all who were watching. All who knew you are appalled at your fate. You have come to a terrible end, and you are no more. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It brings me great joy to be with you every day. I thought we kind of had a handle on Ezekiel. We were in the section where there are all of these proclamations about the different nations, and then we get to chapter 28, and I'm a bit confused. Who is the sovereign Lord talking about? Is he talking about the king of Tyre, or is he talking about Satan? My study Bible, which Bible is this? The Life Application Study Bible says this: some of the phrases in the passage describing the human king of Tyre may describe Satan. Great care must be taken to interpret these verses with discernment. It is clear that at times Ezekiel describes this king in terms that could not apply to a mere human. This king has been in the Garden of Eden, as it says in verse 13, has been anointed as a guardian cherub, as it says in verse 14, and had access to the holy mountain of God, but was driven from there. Ezekiel, therefore, may have been condemning not only the king of Tyre, but Satan, who had motivated the king of Tyre. Whether this is a passage just about the king of Tyre or it's about Satan and the implications there, I'm not sure. But I think it is important for us to remember that the chief sin of the king of Tyre was pride. He believed himself to be a god. And so as we do some introspective work, we must discern where pride is showing up in our own lives and asking the Lord to rid us of this behavior that is of the natural self and instead give us the spiritual self, which does not seek its own interest, but seeks the interest of others. Okay, let's move into a time of prayer. And as we close, I want to pray a prayer from Ephesians. The first part of my prayer, I want to be from the first passage, the first chapter in Ephesians. And I want to pray for us and especially for you, my dear sisters and brothers. And then there is a prayer in chapter 3 as well, which would be wonderful for us. And I pray it for us, but I specifically want to pray it for Afghani Christians today and those who are in suffering situations and those who are being persecuted. Will you pray with me? Father, I pray that the eyes of my brothers and sisters' hearts may be enlightened in order that they may know the hope to which they are called, the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, and the incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the working of your mighty strength, Lord, which you exerted in Christ when he was raised from the dead. So I pray, Lord, that that same power that it was at work in Christ would be at work in my brothers and sisters today. And I also pray for the Christians who are in Afghanistan. I pray that the glorious riches of our Father might strengthen them with power in their inner being, so that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith. And I pray that they would be rooted and established in love and have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that love that surpasses knowledge, that they might be filled to the measure with all the fullness of God. And we pray this for them, Lord. Now to you, Lord Jesus, who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to your power that is at work within us, would you bring them to safety? Would you help them in this time of desperation? And to you be all the glory throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.